With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Steve Manderson has pleaded guilty to a single charge of careless driving in connection with an incident that occurred along West Bay Road in August 2025. According to the allegation, Manderson drove in a careless manner near the West Bay Fire Station on the date in question. He entered the guilty plea in court and is now awaiting sentencing. Manderson is scheduled to learn his fate on the 1st of July. In other news, the Cayman Islands is observing the Day of Seafarers today, joining the global maritime community in recognizing the essential role seafarers play in world trade. This year's theme, Carrying World Trade, Carrying the Risks, highlights both their contribution and the challenges they face at sea. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
The observance is being coordinated by the Ministries of Financial Services and Social Development, along with the Maritime Authority and Port Authority. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says more than 80% of global trade moves by sea, making seafarers vital to economic stability, including here in Cayman, where maritime heritage runs deep. Residents are encouraged to thank seafarers for their service and to attend the Anchors Away Fun Day at the Seafarers Hall this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Join us in our evening news broadcast for more of the Day of Seafarers. Finally, the Health Services Authority will temporarily close two of its pharmacies this weekend for mid-year stock-taking. The Anthony S. Eden Pharmacy closes on Saturday, the 27th of June, with prescriptions available at the Smith Road Pharmacy from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, the 28th of June, the Smith Road Pharmacy will close and prescriptions can be filled at Anthony S. Eden from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The HSA says the closures are necessary to maintain accurate and efficient pharmacy services. More information is available at HSA.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. A huge rescue and recovery operation is underway across northern Venezuela after two back-to-back earthquakes struck overnight. At least 164 people have died, but experts say thousands may have been killed. Office buildings and homes have been flattened in Caracas and across several states. The United States has promised a quick response to the disaster. China and India have also promised to help Venezuela with rescue operations. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has reassured America's Gulf allies that the Strait of Hormuz will remain toll-free. Iran has suggested it will charge ships for transiting the strategic waterway. Two former Israeli prime ministers have threatened legal action against the government if it doesn't act to stop what they call Jewish terrorism in the occupied West Bank. They say the campaign of extreme violence by settlers against Palestinians is putting Israel's security at risk. Hundreds of young people have marched through the Kenyan city of Mombasa to mark the Gen Z anti-government protests 2 years ago. The demonstrators carried banners calling for an end to extrajudicial killings. A federal judge in the US has blocked President Trump's executive order tightening rules for postal voting. The judge sided with several Democratic-led states, which argued that the president was encroaching on states' authority to administer elections. The US Supreme Court has paved the way for the deportation of more than 350,000 people from Haiti and over 6,000 Syrians. The decision overruled lower courts, which had stopped the Trump administration from stripping the immigrants of a temporary legal humanitarian status. And Europe's largest airline, Ryanair, has agreed to allow families to sit together without paying a special fee. The practice was being investigated by Britain's Competition and Markets Authority over concerns that the airline's own rules seem to insist children must be accompanied. BBC News.